Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Another beautiful day outside. Mid-70s, sunny. Man, it's kind of nice. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Moving some papers around here. Hump Day. We are halfway through the week. More than halfway through the week. 2 days. Looks like pretty good weather this weekend, too. So Father's Day weekend next weekend. So a lot of stuff going on. Minnesota Twins, New York Yankees right after the show again today. Yankees, and I just sent out a tweet apologizing to my Minnesota Twins. It's my second team in the American League here. I've been a Yankees fan for a long time. Sorry, can't help it. They play again tonight, so the pregame will come right when I get done with my show. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports, Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott will be in here tomorrow. Off on Friday, I have a golf outing for a great cause, Doug Mayo. Next week, I have another one, and I'm going to miss a couple of more. I'm going to do the Riverview Music Festival is coming up, and I have a Zoo Brew night that I have to do. So doing a little promotional stuff for the radio station. I appreciate they let me do that. So some things coming on. So I'll keep you updated on the schedule and stuff. But I will be here today. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott tomorrow. David Eicholt for sure coming on today. He's coming on at 5 o'clock. Going to talk some Iowa Hawkeye stuff and talk a little bit about social media with David. And see if we can agree, disagree. To see what we think about social media. Social media is a, it's something. I'll tell you that. And speaking of social media, before I do that, because I want to get my social media stuff taken care of here, I need to talk about my sponsors of this show who make this show happen. Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs. Very extremely happy to have them be a part of the program. Social media. Social media is it's actually a really cool tool. It gives you the ability to follow people that... I know I follow a bunch of people because of their sports takes, different sports takes. A lot of times, 180 sport takes from me to try to get to that. For me, I look at it to become more well-rounded. For others, they take that part. Here's the bad part about social media. They take that and try to do a 180 so they can sit and fight back and forth. I don't want to fight with people on social media. I don't want to fight with people on the radio show, and it wouldn't do much good for people to fight with me because I'm sitting in here by myself. You can call in and you can have words with me. I don't know how well that's going to go for you or whoever. But number one, I have to be able to answer the phone. Get it on the right thing, and it's better. It's so much better, but I'm learning on the fly here. But when you're talking about social media, and what has happened is people have figured out how to use social media to their liking, and I'm gonna talk about a few of them right here and right now. There's so many. Let's start with the LIV. Golf, the new golf that Saudi Arabia is starting up. That now Bryson DeChambeau and Patrick Reed have now gone. Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Kevin Na. There's it's growing. Social media, you're finding out who has, in when you're looking at how many stories are out there, you're looking at who has better social media. Well, it started out the PGA Tour had better social media. And I think it's kind of evening out a little bit. The thing that the LIV Golf and the PGA, the thing that you got today was you had friends of these individuals that have switched to that, at least talk out a little bit, mostly about Dustin Johnson. I'm not going to lie to you. There's some PGA players that aren't huge Kevin Na fans. And aren't huge Bryson DeChambeau fans, and definitely aren't Patrick Reed fans. So they're like, see that those are the guys. There's going to be more people. There's going to be more people that go to. It said today that Bryson DeChambeau got paid $100 million to join the tour. I'd have no idea if that's correct or not correct. Here's what I like about what the PGA did for their social media. They brought on Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy said something that I guess I wouldn't have thought of right away, but I actually agree with it. Any decision in life you make that is purely for money usually doesn't end up well. And a lot of these guys, when they're talking about that, they're talking about the money. They're also talking about it's only 3 days and not 4 days. They're not worried about getting cuts. They're going to make their money no matter what. If they want to take some time off, they can take time off. All those things, and maybe all the you know, you can't qualify for this unless you played in this, and maybe some of that stuff is different. They went to Justin Thomas, and Justin Thomas went, "Listen, did I want them to leave? No. Do I wish they were still here? Yes. It's not my deal. I think Ricky Fowler is going to probably do the same. Ricky Fowler is struggling. Just got married. My assumption would be Ricky Fowler has more money than he knows what to do with, but maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't know any of them personally. Justin Thomas said, "Listen, I'm going to do my thing. They're going to do their thing. All said and done. If they come back and they play in the majors, which they should, then we'll talk. Nothing's going to be different. They're not friends with me solely based on that we play golf. We have a friendship." That's the kind of social media I wish we had, right? That you could sit and have a disagreement. Do you like Bryce Harper or Aaron Judge more? Social media, have it out. Give some great things. What ends up happening on social media is the bad part in it. And what social media reminds me of now, and I thought some of this was going away, but what social media reminds me now is going to high school in 1980, 81, 82, and 83. And you got one group saying things and another group saying things, and people are caught in the middle and no one knows. It just got blown out of proportion. That's kind of where we're at on social media now. And people can use social media to hurt people, and they can use it to hurt people. They can use it to prop people up that probably don't need to be propped up. You can you they can bring in fake heroism and trying to get people to like somebody and all these things. It social media with I can't even remember, but the young man. Who left and went up to Minnesota and or Wisconsin, one of the two, and had like heavy style guns. And his name will hit me when I don't need it to hit me. Kyle Rittenhouse or whatever. It makes him famous, and then it makes him infamous, and then all these things are happening. And then there were times. Sometimes I don't know who gets to say stuff on social media. I don't know who gets to say stuff on news. Just because Brian Williams or Dan Rather or any of those guys, they speak the news. It used to be we looked at them in high reverence, and they spoke the news. Well, that's what they did. Somebody handed them a piece of paper and they read the news, but they did it and people trusted them. Well, our news organizations aren't like that anymore. Their news organizations are trying to sell ads and make money and do all that. So you lose a little there. But there's just been a lot of things today when you're taking a look at where we're at, and let's start with two sports ones first. First sport one is today you find out that Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans, one massage place, not only knew about some of these things that Deshaun Watson was, but was making it easier or making it so he could find this type of stuff. I mean, it was really a really bizarre day today when you're talking about Deshaun Watson. You had the 24th lawsuit come yesterday. She wasn't part of the first 23. I still don't think they're going to be court cases. I still don't think he's going to be charged with anything. I still don't know what the NFL is going to do. But every time it is out on social media, now you get the social media push. So you got half of them pushing to make him look as bad as humanly possible, and you got half of them that are pushing to see that, maybe it's not that big a deal. Where the it's not that big a deal fandom is kind of losing out there. Because when you find 66 times, 17 different massage places over, or maybe, no, 66 times, 66 massage people over 17 months. I don't understand. I don't get it, because it just, when you look at it as a whole, it's degrading. When you really bear down on it, I'm like, okay, what is an NFL football player, a famous NFL football player that has a ton of money? I mean, is he so socially awkward that he can't find a date? I mean, I guess I don't understand the whole calamity of it. So I'm like, okay. That's, nobody wants to talk about that. And to be really honest, there's so many unknown things out there, I don't know how you talk about it. Now, I'm glad I'm not the NFL, because I still don't know what you do. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I don't know if you go out there and you say, okay, just for the good of the league, we got to come up with a number here. Because he's not going to be charged in a court of law. He may have to pay out money. He has millions. He just signed a contract for $236 million guaranteed. Never been anything like that. Knowing the Cleveland Browns knew, the Houston Texans knew what was going on, and they still signed him to that. I don't know what the NFL is going to do. The right thing is, until every single last, this would be what I would consider to be the right thing. Until every single one of these are looked into and settled, he doesn't get to play until they get their time. Now, the lawyers in the family would probably come back and say, "Steen, listen, he wasn't charged with anything. These are unsubstantiated filings, paper. People's statements." Okay, I get that. All right. Still, it makes the NFL look bad. It makes the Cleveland Browns look bad. It makes Baker Mayfield even look worse. They knew what they were getting into, and that's how much they disliked having Baker Mayfield on their team. And don't tell me that it's not the majority of the team, because if the majority of that team, with Kevin Stefanski and everybody that's there, if the majority of that team was behind Baker Mayfield, this would not have happened. So the Baker Mayfield people saying, "Oh, he's been wronged, and he played hurt for him," and yeah, he wasn't that good. If they thought he was that good, they wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have done what they did, knowing what they know, and they probably know more than all of us. It's an incredible story. So I'm going to put myself in charge. I'm going to say, okay, I'm the head of the NFL. I have no idea how long it takes to settle all of those cases, because if I'm Rusty Harden, who is Deshaun Watson. I'm not paying all of them. I don't know if they're piggybacking. I don't know if everything they're saying is the truth. The one thing I know is I don't want this being talked about in the open air in the court of law. And if they take care of their lawsuits and they do that, my assumption would be the lawsuits would be closed and they wouldn't be able to talk about it, or they would forfeiture their thing. Once again, my brother and sister-in-law are going to tell me, stop talking about law. I'm not trying to. I'm just saying that's just a general thing that you would think, that he wouldn't have to pay them all that money and then they can go out and just rip him every day. Maybe they can. And maybe he deserves that. I have no idea. You have the season starts in September, so you have July and August. I would see how many of those that they can settle, and I would try to figure out if I'm the NFL, I know a number in the back of my head. So if my number is 4, I'm going to ask for 8. If my number is 8, I'm asking for 16. If I'm asking for the whole season, I have no. I think if you take it to too far of an extreme, then the Players Association has no other thing they can do but to say, okay, we can't let you do this with what's out here in public. So I think it's probably going to be 8 games. It gets reduced to 4, and that's probably where we're at. We have some other disturbing things that happen in the news today that are being brought back up, and I will kind of dive into that when we come back. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. More than halfway through. Beautiful. Get out and enjoy. Go for a walk. Take the dogs. Take your kids. Do something. Go out and watch a game. Go out and watch a high school sporting event. There have to be 100 of them going on right now. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment will be brought to you by Palmer Group, founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer, whose goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. The company purpose was to make lives better and to find people the right job that fits them and to help. I think that's the biggest thing, is they're there to help. They're there to make things happen. They became employee-owned in 2016, giving employees even more ways to become engaged with the company. So when the company did well, the staff and the employees did well. I think that's a great thing about the company as well. Currently, probably the last time, currently over 500 jobs available. What they want to do, especially for you graduates that are now out there, they want to get you better prepared and give you the opportunity to have someone help you steer you in the right direction for your first job, your next job, your dream job, any of those. They work in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage and banking. Getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen. Palmer Group. Glad to have them on board. So, saying earlier, we talked a little bit about social media and how social media sometimes gets you in trouble. I followed because I'm gonna say this individual. So, Ken Olin. I don't know how many people know Ken Olin. He was in a show that I watched just out of high school, maybe. I can't remember when 30-something was on. But it was a really cool show. I really liked it. I go back and watch stuff every once in a while. He's more popular now I'll say this, for my wife and for Nana. Hi, Nana. Love you. Hey, DJ. because he is one of the main writers and directors for This Is Us. And I'm thinking, okay, man, that's really cool because I really like this guy. So I think, man, I'm going to follow him. If you follow, that's the thing. If you like an athlete and you follow an athlete, or you like a movie person or a rock and roll person or a country singer or so many other things, big time lawyers, big time doctors and all this, and you follow them and you think, oh man, that's going to be really cool. Well, you can almost guarantee that they're going to be one-sided in their social media. He happens to be one-sided. I'm not saying that it's one-sided not on something I'd agree with or not agree with. I'm just saying he's one-sided. And his last one that he put out today, 12 minutes ago, said a certain party sucks. Okay, that doesn't help. That's making the problem even bigger. So now I thought, well, you know, what else is out there today? Then I come up, and I have to do this slowly so I make sure that maybe I won't do it slowly and I'll just see where we're at. But it was Jack Del Rio. He is the defensive coordinator for the Washington football team. Now, here's one for you. If you are affiliated with anything and you're in Washington, D.C., Washington football team, I'm thinking that the least amount of things that you do, I mean, they're going to be misconstrued no matter what you do. This is what he said. He was comparing the protest with George Floyd, in who was murdered by a Minnesota, Minneapolis police officer, and the insurrection on the Capitol Hill. And I'm not even, folks, I'm not giving you an opinion on either one of them. I'm just here as a, what's the thing I'm trying to think? Somebody might have to help me what it's called. I'm trying to give them a, you know, it comes on TV when they say you don't drink and drive. It's a social awakening thing. I'm trying to get out there to people that just because you're a football coach, just because you're a politician, not everybody wants to hear everything that you say about every issue that you think. I don't need golfers telling me how to raise my kids. I don't want baseball players telling me how I should not eat red meat. I don't care. I like watching them do what they do. I like watching TV. I like watching shows. I don't need to know their political affiliation or what they believe in. If they can act and it's funny or it's sad and it touches my heart or it makes me forget about something else, that's what I'm looking for. He came to say, businesses are being burned down, no problem. We won't even talk about that. But you get a little dust up on the Capitol, nothing burned down, and we're going to make that a major deal. Dude, number one, once again, you're a football coach. And they didn't just, nothing burned down. It wasn't because they didn't try. It was a very embarrassing day for our country. No matter what party affiliation you're with, it doesn't matter. But they come out and they say stuff like that. And then here comes my third one. And this one's going to blow people's mind because I'm not so positively sure that I don't disagree with what actor Matthew McConaughey said today. And here's the reason I think that I don't have as big an issue with him as I do with everything else. Number one, if I was a Democrat and I was looking at the situation with Uvalde, Texas, where something despicable happened and should never happen. And the interesting thing, and this is a side note before I go on this, one of the children that were in there had green shoes on. And they have the shoes. They were sitting at his press conference at the White House, or it was in the press room. And the significance of those green shoes, and this is the part that hurts, is it was pretty much the only way they could identify the little girl that was wearing them was because she had on green shoes. Okay? That's sad, folks. I'm sorry. No matter what I believe in, what I don't believe in, what you believe in, what you don't believe in, that shouldn't happen, and that big of a mess should not have happened. But if you saw this coming and you're of the Democratic side, you probably think, okay, it's Matthew McConaughey. He's kind of out there. You know, he's going to say stuff and it's probably not what we want. And then but he was there and it was during a briefing. So maybe they knew, and maybe the Democrats were fine. And the Republicans are like, well, man, he does a lot of stuff for us too. Number one, people are like, well, he needs to stay in his lane. Okay. He stayed in his lane. He was born and raised in Uvalde, Texas. He was trying to do something for gun control, like I'm trying to do for mental health awareness and women's sports. I can't control what people think, but I can give them my opinions and try to make it easier to like, or easier to believe, or easier to see how this could happen. He's an NRA man. He's a gun guy. But he's like, what they're doing, and I'm so bad at this. It's a Second Amendment. I can't remember. It doesn't say what amendment it was. I can't do the whole thing. But he's like, I believe in it. But when they wrote that, they weren't expecting this, right? And Scott and I put Scott in my partner, who will be here tomorrow with me in Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, in a really bad position, because he knows I know absolutely zero about guns. It doesn't mean that I'm anti-gun. I just don't know anything. And so I'm looking at him, and then I'm putting him in difficult positions. And he did really well. He got his point across. Listen, it's with anything. If the speed limit's 65 and you have a million people that drive 95, and so now they're going to say, okay, now we're going to put the speed limit at 55. I don't want to be punished for me driving what I am because somebody else is doing something else. It's a horrible description of both. But he's like, I am a gun owner. These are not and here's where this is where I agree with him, and then I'm going to stop. When the founding fathers were writing this into law, I do not believe, and as we've adjusted it all through time, that these guns were going to be readily available for an 18-year-old to walk up and just take and go do what he wants to do with. And it's more difficult nowadays. I always liken back to when my parents, when I was born in 65. So I was 10 years old in 1975. People had guns. They had shotguns. I think my mom had a little handgun. It was her protection. I'm not a hunter. I don't do it, but they were just guns. And now there's all kinds of guns, and we have the same thing. I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody. I have written 4 papers in my life on the death penalty at 4 different times in my life. And I have written 4 different papers because as I've grown, I've aged, I hope I've become a little bit more intelligent. I don't know about that now. I've had different viewpoints come into my life. I've had different viewpoints come into my life when I got married. I have different viewpoints in my life when I lost my mother and father. I've had different viewpoints in my life when my children were born. I've had different viewpoints in my life when my children graduated from high school. I'm just about ready to have another different one when they've all graduated from college and now they're all getting ready to go out and do things. And when I have grandkids, if I ever have grandkids, I'm going to have a different viewpoint in life. I have a different viewpoint in life now because I spend all my days and nights with my wife, with Nana, and with DJ. I have different things. I have different feelings. I have different viewpoints, and I have different protections. I evolve every day. I evolve at work every day. I see something, I don't like that, so I don't do stuff like, you know, okay, I really didn't like what we just did right there. I'm not going to do that anymore. So when I get my next one, I'm going to do something different. I do the same thing when I come in here to work. I have stuff in my head. I write it down. And then when I look at it, there's times I'm a 180 from what I wrote down because it didn't seem right when I was talking through it to myself because I'm a only child and I talk to myself all the time. That's where we're at as a country. I saw last night we had democracy at work in this country. You had people voting to see who was going to run for the elections. Man, I miss 1980 and 1984 where the two people stood in front of each other and fought about the issues face-to-face, not just hating because of a party or hating because of this or hating because of, they can't be in here because they're not doing us any good. Well, there's it's an amazing thing that we have in this country that we can have a political system that allows everybody to have a say, but people can't get over the fact that we're like split 50-50 in this country. And the funny thing about it is we're not split 50-50 on 100% of the things. We're probably 50-50 on a quarter of the things, 25%. You know, back in the day, it was war, no war. I don't want to go to war. I think we should go do this. I don't want to get drafted. I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do. Now it's everything. White milk, chocolate milk, skim milk, no milk. I hate milk. I hate everything they stand for. That's why I'm running for politics. Dumbest thing I think I've ever heard in my life. I believe in these five things, and that's what I'm running for. That's what I want to see these people do. Tell me what you believe in. Give me reasons that you believe it, and hopefully you do a good enough job to convince me, because if you don't, I'll go the other way. But I get frustrated listening to everybody, so I don't want to do that. It's in sports. It's who gets to be in the Hall of Fame? Who doesn't get to be in the Hall of Fame? Well, he doesn't get to be in the Hall of Fame. Well, how can you do that? Well, he did this back in 1980. It's nothing like it is now. Yeah, duh. That's right. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champion, and Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I got one more segment before I have David Eicholt talking Iowa Hawkeyes. Be back right after this break.
It's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Halfway through the week, more than halfway. The hump day. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Twins, Yankees, 6 o'clock pregame right after this show. This next segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. Founded in the Midwest in 2011, provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper healthcare, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employees. They are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep the line of defense, the first line of defense. in your work environment to keep the bad things away. You can also go to heritagebldg.com. You can read about the company. You can find out about careers. You can, if you want to join a really cool company, all those things. They're out there to help make sure your employees get the best environment they can at their work. You're starting to, you know, and it hasn't, it's not all over the place, but a lot more people are back into work. The roads are busier during the day, so it's different now. So we have all that going on. First game of the Women's College World Series softball, Texas-Oklahoma. Texas 47-20-1, first unranked team to make it to the championship. You have Golden State Boston tonight. So that one, Central Time, the Oklahoma Texas game, 7:30. NBA pregame starts, I think, at 8. Game's probably at 8:21. So you have all that going on. Just a lot of good stuff. So the Canadian Open is this weekend in golf. If you're a golf fan like I am, you have that going on as well. Okay, so here's my, well, I'm probably over more than three, but this was my original trifecta. And it's another very difficult one. Simone Biles, Allie Reisman, and Michaela Maroney are three among 90 women seeking $1 billion from the FBI, U.S. government, on handling of the Larry Nassar sex abuse case. The reason for the lawsuit against who it's against is there were two FBI agents that had been, what's the word I'm looking for? They came in contact knowing that something was happening. And it states in there that they didn't do their due diligence for whatever reason. And it ended up having all of these young gals be sexually assaulted by this man. Monster. Call him a monster. We won't even call him a man. We'll just call him a monster. I don't think $1 billion makes any of that go away. He's in prison for the rest of his life. It's amazing to me that he's still alive. Even people in prison have things you can do and can't do, and that might be one of the things that you can't do. First thing, once again, take social media, right? So you're going to take both sides. The first thing out, well, that's way too much money. How do you put a dollar amount on someone sexually abusing your son or your daughter? I don't know how you put a dollar amount on that. I mean, we have transactions on Wall Street that are $1 billion a day. And I do not need that to be the reason. These girls, and it's difficult because they have to talk about it all the time. Well, why are you bringing it? Why do you think they deserve it? So they have to talk about it again. Tell me that's easy. It's definitely not. Okay, and this is bad on my part. It's the 8th of June, and I did not know this, and so I am making amends to this now. The month of June, so we just got done with Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think that's, I talked about it a lot. I think it's a huge deal. I think the stresses and everything from COVID to expectations for all this for children, adults, workers, men, women, everybody. It's so much bigger than what it used to be. And mental health is, I am from the throw some dirt on it, spit on it, and wipe it and go. That's the generation. Hey, yes, you don't feel good today. You promised these people you would be at work. You'll go to work. Or, hey, you need to go to school. You're going to school. I think that's why I work so much, because I'd rather work than go to school. So I grew up in that era. Even if you had mental health awareness, nobody would know what that was because it was so taboo to even talk about it. Well, that's changed, and that's great. And it's very helpful. This month in June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. It's a very difficult thing for me because my father had Alzheimer's. And that is, in general, it is a debilitating thing to go through. And in doing so, not only did I lose my father, but I lost my mother as well from taking care of him. That's not easy. After my mom passed away, my entire family went, and we went to my house in Mitchellville and did as much as we could with the time that we had. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it wasn't some of the most fun that my kids and probably we had. But as a person that had to see your role model, your rock, go through, I mean, it literally does. It takes you from the man or woman that you were, and by the time all said and done, you're rolled up in a little ball like you're back in the womb. That's what it does. And we still don't know why. We still don't know how to. I mean, the things that they've done just in that amount of time. I'm thinking that Zach was, when we went there, Zach was probably 8, 9, or 10. He's 26 now. So 16 years ago. In 16 years, they've done incredible things. There's new medication. There's the ability to, you know, to have it so it's not taking, you know, I picture it as when they take a picture of your skull in your brain and you look at it, you see nothing. When you take a picture of someone who has Alzheimer's, the thing that was just like, it was just clear is now all gray because it's just in there, just bleh. So when you have something like Alzheimer's or brain awareness, you need to realize it can happen to anybody. There's no rhyme, reason, nothing that you did, nothing you didn't do, nothing you ate, that stuff. Now, can you do stuff to try to help? Absolutely. Listen, as a 56-year-old man sitting here on the radio, and when I can't think of a person's name at the click of my finger, from someone who went through all this with my father, I think about it every day. I want to see Alzheimer's go away because I don't want my kids to have to deal with it. I definitely don't want them to have to deal with me or Jen or whoever you are out there. It's not fun. So when we have Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Months, or we have Mental Health Awareness Month, buy into it. Talk about it. We should be able to do more. And the reason that we don't do more, we are so inundated with things to do every day. Jennifer and I were calendaring some today. My calendars are full. But I should be out there on the walk, or I should be out there. I should be going to places and help people who went through what I went through, because I never want to go through it again, but I want to be able to help people that are going through it. So remember that when you do that, or just think of people today and say, man, if somebody's going through something like this, I'm with you. I love you. I'll pray for you. I'll do whatever I can. If you need something, you call me. I'm telling you that if you need help or you need talk to, I am here. You are listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. David Eicholt, Iowa Hawkeyes, next.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
Got a couple of slowdowns to tell you about. I-35 80 eastbound right around 2nd Avenue. Traffic slow in that area. Also, I-80 eastbound near the East Mixmaster. Some stop-and-go traffic in that area. 235 through downtown Des Moines is running smoothly, though, in both directions right now.
Second half of the year looking busier than the first? Hire with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates in one place. Sponsor a job and immediately get a short list of quality candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of a new LG laundry set with Turbo Wash 3D that provides a powerful yet gentle clean in just 29 minutes, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Shop final days ending June 8th to get an LG top or front load washer dryer set for just $778 each. Valid May 19th through June 8th. U.S. only. Gas dryer extra while supplies last. See store for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Is your old car a strikeout?
Steer right one!
It's embarrassing to drive.
Steer right two!
Repair bills are piling up.
Steer right three!
You owe more than it's worth. Call that old car
out
today during my Drive It Out of the Park sales event. This deal's going to be a home run. Hey, Joe Clemens here from Capital City Motor Company. I'm celebrating two of America's favorite pastimes, baseball and driving. And Coach Joe's giving you the signal to lay down just $6 and drive home a nicer, newer car today. Are you riding the bench because of bad credit? My one and only, for the people, credit approval process goes to bat with our team of banks and lenders to help get you approved and back in the game. Join the big leagues and start driving a car you love. Come see us during my Drive It Out of the Park sales event and drive home a nicer, newer car for as low as $6 down. Hurry and score a new ride today because this game won't go into extra innings. I'm Joe Clemens and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at ApprovedByJoe.com. ApprovedByJoe.com. www.approvedbyjoe.com.
Subject to approval, some minimum requirements.
Come on, twins. Why are we pitch hitting here?
That's my uncle. He loves to armchair manage from our seats in the left field bleachers.
Swung on, hit high in the air, right field. This ball's got a chance. Get up and out of here.
Home run. See, I called it.
Always taking credit, even when it's not due. That's our twins tradition. Come share yours.
Groups of 20 or more are eligible for discounts on tickets at Target Field. Go to twinsbaseball.com/groups.
This is Greg Woolley with Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa, formerly Polk County Crime Stoppers. We are still a private nonprofit organization run by citizen volunteers. Our purpose is to collect information anonymously that will help police departments solve crimes. You can share information by calling our tip line at 515-223-1400 or texting to Crimes or online at crimestopperscentraliowa.com. We offer up to a $1,000 reward if your tip leads to the arrest and conviction of the criminal. And thanks from Crime Stoppers.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Lindsay, and I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. I'm alive today because of this incredible hospital and the generosity of so many who wanted to support it.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
KBGG Des Moines and K267CY Des Moines. 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ. A Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Drive safely home. We are more than halfway through this week. Weekend right around the corner. You are listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Scene on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many, many more, especially over the northwest part of the state. Commitment that you can count on. That is their motto. That is what they do. It's not just writing on the wall.